And the people in the city are still making just as much money as they were. The people who are losing out are the people who have pension schemes, who are finding that, well, they will find when they come to retire, that the fund has not grown by as much as it was going to. And what you have done is you have prevented pension schemes from reclaiming the tax credits on dividends and interest. That will substantially cut the growth in pension schemes, and anyone who has a private or occupational pension will find that they will get less money in a few years' time than they have now. Investment companies have always paid corporation tax on their profits, and they still do. Now, can I mention one other thing, which is this, which is Shona mentioned the fact that we at the moment pay tax on our income from our own savings. In fact, one of the proposals of the Conservative Party in this election is to abolish basic rate income tax on savings altogether, which means that anybody who has money in a building society or a few shares would not have to pay tax on the interest that they receive. That would particularly benefit many pensioners who do have savings. One of the other things that we want to do to help pensioners is to increase the age allowance by £2,000 a year, which means that anybody who any pensioner who has income from an occupational pension would pay substantially less tax. So I think it's safe to say, and added to that, I should say that we propose to increase the basic pension as well, that the Conservative Party in this election is offering by far the best package for pensioners.